Hi, this is Josh McDowell. Welcome to the audio version of my book, The Da Vinci Code, A Quest for Answers. In this episode, we'll begin to take a look at the Bible, the one book that has given comfort, guidance, and directions to countless millions of people for almost 2,000 years. For this book, faithful men and women throughout history have suffered and died. But if Sir Lee Teabing, a character in The Da Vinci Code, is to be believed, those people have all been fooled by the world's greatest lie. So what's right? How can we possibly tell? Let's rejoin Chris, Matt, and Andrea as they search for the answers to those questions.
Teabing cleared his throat and declared, "The Bible did not arrive by fax from heaven." "I beg your pardon? The Bible is a product of man, my dear, not of God. The Bible did not form magically from the clouds. Man created it as a historical record of tumultuous times, and it has evolved through countless translations, additions, and revisions. History has never had a definitive version of the book." The Da Vinci Code, page 231.
Andrea and I were up late talking about this guy Teabing in the book. It's amazing how much stuff I'd never heard before.
Like what?
Well, like here, where he says, "The Bible is a product of man, not God. How man created it as a historical record of tumultuous times and how it evolved through the years."
Uh-huh.
That part was fascinating.
Yeah, I guess.
What? What's wrong?
Well, it's just that the...
What is it, Chris?
Well, that part bothered me.
Why?
I don't know if you guys read the Bible much.
Not much.
Not at all. I've never really had much of an interest.
I can understand that. But it's just that once Teabing started talking about the Bible, it was hard for me to stay involved in the story.
Why?
Well, I have read the Bible. And as soon as Teabing started saying those things, it was clear that he was no expert.
What do you mean? He's a fictional character.
Yeah, but still. In order for me to suspend disbelief and buy into what's going on in the book, it's distracting for a character who's speaking as an expert to be saying such uninformed things. Okay. I'm not knocking the book because I really enjoyed it, but this speech of Teabing's was a real obstacle for me. It took me a few dozen pages to start enjoying it again.
Because you disagreed with him?
No, it was his ignorance of history.
His ignorance? He's supposed to be some famous historian.
Exactly. Okay, look. He says men created the Bible as a historical record of tumultuous times.
Yeah, so?
Well, first, he seems to be totally ignorant that there are two major divisions of the Bible, the Hebrew Scriptures and what Christians call the New Testament. Any historian who would try to speak with authority about the Bible would know that the Bible isn't at all like this book. The Da Vinci Code was written by one man over a relatively short period of time and was published soon afterwards. But historically speaking, the Bible is unique. It was written over a 1,500-year span by more than 40 different authors from every walk of life. For example, Moses was a political leader trained in the universities of Egypt. David was a shepherd, poet, musician, and king. Joshua was a military general. Nehemiah was a palace official to a pagan king. Daniel was a prime minister. Luke was a physician and historian, and Paul was a rabbi, just to name a few. It was written in different places, in a desert, a dungeon, a palace, and a prison, among others. It was written in three languages, Hebrew, Greek, and a couple short sections in Aramaic, the common language of Jesus' day. It was written on three different continents at different times, not just tumultuous times, like Teabing says. For example, David wrote in times of war and sacrifice. Solomon wrote in days of peace and prosperity. Here, let me show you. What makes Teabing's statements most ridiculous, for a historian at least, is that he seems not to know it's much more than a historical record. Sections of the Bible are history, but other parts are poetry, proverbs, personal correspondence, memoirs, satire, biography, autobiography, law, prophecy, parable, and allegory.
I didn't know all of that, Matt. Did you?
No, but what's the point?
My point is this. It's hard for me to take seriously a character who's supposed to be an accomplished historian and yet seems to be ignorant of what the Bible is and how it came about.
So, When he says history has never had a definitive version of the Bible, he's wrong?
Depends on what you think definitive means, and what you think never means.
What's that supposed to mean?
I hate to be picky, but think about what Teabing is saying. First, he says that history has never had a definitive version of the Bible. But then, he says that the Bible, as we know it today, has been in the same form since the time of the Roman Emperor Constantine. In other words, for the last 1,700 years. So, which is it? Never? Or for supposedly the last 1,700 years?
Wow, I see what you mean.
I don't. I think you're just being picky, like you said. His point is that up until that time, there was no definitive version of the Bible.
But that's not quite true either.
It's not?
So, there's obviously more to the Bible than meets the eye, especially the eye of Surly Teabing. In our next episode, we'll look at how far back the Bible can be traced. Until then, this is Josh McDowell. Thanks for listening.
The Da Vinci Code, A Quest for Answers, is produced by Campus Crusade for Christ.